We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, we should bring you in town for that. What do you think?
I'd love to.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be great. Are you a wine drinker? Are you a bourbon drinker? You mentioned wine the other day, so I'm going to assume.
I like my bubbly, for sure.
Okay.
But yes, I am a big wine person. Brunch, bottomless brunch, probably one of my favorite activities out there.
Okay. Mimosas, so, then, I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. Mimosas, Bellinis, whatever you need me to taste test, I will do that for you.
See? Nicole would fit in perfectly for the spring bourbon fling there. So hopefully people get signed up for that. What else is going on out there?
Okay, so futures are moderately higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 115, the NASDAQ up 29, and the S&P 500 up 12. All three futures are currently sitting in record high territory. Analysts say the overhauls at Boeing's commercial airplane business could have an impact on the company's St. Louis-based defense programs. While it is a separate business unit, the financial health of the defense sector has relied on revenues generated by the 737 fleet. Boeing has struggled to find its footing since the mid-flight blowout and other subsequent quality control issues. Boeing CEO David Calhoun has also resigned. A former employee of Green Street Real Estate Ventures has filed a lawsuit alleging the company misled investors and then fired him after he blew the whistle on the deceit. Steve Mabry was a director of asset management for the St. Louis-based organization when he allegedly discovered wrong or misleading accounting in 2022. The lawsuit is one of more than two dozen that have been filed against Green Street over the past year as financial problems have stacked up. The Port of Baltimore has indefinitely suspended shipping traffic after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday. Economists say this is a maritime disaster, but not an economic crisis. The auto sector is predicted to experience the most significant supply disruptions, shipping delays, and ultimately product shortages. Ford and General Motors have both announced they are working to divert shipments amid the closure. Nearly 850,000 vehicles went through Baltimore's port last year. The average interest rate for 30-year mortgages has decreased to 6.93% from 6.97%. Applications to refinance a home fell 2% for the week and were 9% lower than the same week 1 year ago. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home decreased 0.2% from the week before, but were 16% lower year over year. The FDA has approved the drug Winrevair from Merck, which is designed to treat a rare, progressive, and life-threatening lung condition called pulmonary arterial hypertension. It is the first medication designed to target the cause of the rare condition versus just managing the symptoms. Merck estimates the medication will be available in select specialty pharmacies in the U.S. by the end of April. And finally, a social psychologist says kids should not have smartphones until at least high school. And here's why. Jonathan Haidt, author of Anxious Generation, said there has been a spike in mental illness in kids since 2012, which he attributes to the increased presence of technology. The best preemptive measure is to hold off until at least the early teen years. Mark?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you know, as the Carl can probably testify, that's easier said than done because they see all their friends with one,
yep,
a phone, a smartphone. They want one, too. Then they want this app. Then they want that app. And you have to be willing to put up with a lot of griping if you're going to hold them off.
It's because of the older siblings of their friends. They get the hand-me-down phone.
Yeah.
And it's easier to get a hold of them that way.
when I had my first, phone in, I think, seventh grade, which was pretty young, I mean, there was no internet on it. I had, like, Snake. That was the only thing that I would play, you know?
Right.
And you had to do, like, T9 texting and pay for a certain number of text messages, which I went over every month.
Yes, so did my daughter.
I get when maybe, like, in middle school is also when I got my first phone, but same as Kim, it was just a very basic thing. If you're staying after school for activities and whatnot, but then it becomes, how do you limit it? Like,
sure.
I guess the problem is, like, is it really all or nothing?
Yeah, that's a good point. Earlier this morning, I heard you on there with Gordon talking about this list of grumpy coworkers. Do they really have it narrowed down to simply knowing somebody's going to be grumpy because of their name?
Total transparency. I found it on Instagram.
Okay. All right.
My name is on it. Mike's name is on it. That's like more than half of the on-air crew. So I even asked Mike, I was like, there's no science here, but, and he's like, yeah, but I'm not grumpy.
Did you find Mark or Carl's name on there?
Oh,
no, Mark.
No,
no Annie. Jessica, Beth, Emily, Lauren, Laura. But I have no idea how they came up with this list.
Those Lauras.
I'm telling you.
No Karens?
No Karens on there? No, okay.
No Karens. But I was a little disappointed. Like, Gordon didn't even defend me.
He did not. He's like, I'll reserve comment on that.
He's like, I can see it.
I'm like, yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it the second the mics go off. But
I bet he did. That's funny.
Exactly.
Nicole, have a great day. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks so much, guys.
You bet. Yep. Nicole Murray there this morning with Gordon Deal.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.